Grace, peace, and mercy from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and in love. Amen. Our text today is from the reading, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Light, intimacy, blood. 13 years ago today, your preacher was driving on Route 46 toward King of Kings Lutheran Church in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, for a circuit meeting. The sky was stunning. It was bright blue and clear. There wasn't a cloud in sight. And I look forward to the meeting because the pastor at King of Kings always put on a nice spread of donuts and juice for our arrival. Plus, we always ate at a Great Jersey Diner afterwards. Then the bright blue light of day turned into one of the ugliest of days. You see, the darkness is never really far from the light of our days. The phones erupted with panicky calls from various parishioners and family members. Something terrible had happened in the city. We prayed and started home after about an hour or so. And I knew there were two people from our church who would be in the city that day. I later learned the secretary of our LWML, who worked at a major publishing house, had just pulled into Penn Station on the PATH train. The conductor came over the intercom and said something was terribly wrong and he was taking the train back to New Jersey. It was the last train to leave the city that day, as the authorities closed all the bridges and tunnels moments later. One of the church elders had gone to work early. He was already working on analytics at an ad agency just a few blocks from Grand Central Station. His cell phone stopped working. His wife called me in a panic, and we didn't know anything about Ken until later in the evening. Ken had walked about 15 blocks to the Hudson River, and he joined the hundreds of thousands of people crowded along the river trying to figure out how to get back home to New Jersey. Later in the evening, Ken caught one of the many small private boats that took people back across the river to New Jersey. And he landed nowhere near his car, but a kindly Jersey City Transit bus driver picked him and others up and delivered them to their cars in Hoboken, way outside his normal route. Over the next several weeks, I noticed a distinct desire for intimacy on the part of many people. Families stayed at home gathering around their TVs. Some businesses closed. I had a prayer service that Friday at noon as requested by the governor. Saw some people at church that day I did not know and would never see again. Church attendance went up for about 3 weeks and then returned back to normal levels. When you and I are walking in the light we create, the need for intimacy does not seem very great. But when the nearby darkness appears, we are reminded that our created light is not enough. And many seek out loved ones for intimacy. Human beings desire, dare I say, are created for intimacy. When you live in the light that you create, the world is a much smaller place. The desire for intimacy is basic to our nature. One can observe this in the families of the dying. The family gathers as they try to have just one more intimate moment with that loved one. And you can see this in college freshmen. They leave the intimacy of home and they find themselves seeking intimacy in relationships based on alcohol or some other substance. And one can observe this, as does the staff at the Catherine Luther Dining Hall does during the fall quarter, when one or two deaconess students at a meal are soon joined at their table by as many MDiv students as there are chairs. The opposite of the human experience, for human experience of intimacy, is loneliness. Loneliness is one of the most common experiences in human beings. In fact, loneliness is acute. And when the light we create is not enough and our illusions of self-autonomy give way, that basic unfulfilled need for intimacy rises. If one is considering re-Jesus, re-disciple, remission, or reorganize, One might consider the basic loneliness that is common to all outside the fellowship, and some even in the fellowship, as the right starting point. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. As St. John sees it in this text, there are two great truths. First, true light is the creator of intimacy. If you are really walking in the true light of the Creator, we will have forgiving intimacy with one another. Therefore, anything that distracts, destroys, or in any way harms the forgiving intimacy and destroys fellowship cannot be true. Two, he who knows and believes in the truth is daily cleansed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, that could be read as a statement of a general principle. However, it is a statement of what has and is still happening in the individual believer's life. The meaning is that all the time, day by day, constantly and consistently, the blood of Jesus is cleansing the individual believer. The then, the now, and the then to be is based on the blood of Jesus. You know, the Bible begins in Genesis with blood when Cain shed his brother Abel. And it ends with blood in the book of Revelation with the Lord who, quote, has ransomed us from all our sin by his blood. And if there's a scarlet thread that runs and binds every page of the Bible, it's blood. It's as if you cut the Bible and it bleeds. The reason for that is the purpose of the Bible can be summarized by our text today. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The only spiritual detergent that can remove the stain of human sin from the soul is the blood of Jesus. The only blood that can create real forgiving intimacy between humans is the blood of Jesus. And only in the blood-saturated forgiveness of Jesus is the possibility for eternal intimacy, an intimacy with Jesus that leads to our heavenly home. Amen.